Do not listen to this recording while driving or operating heavy machinery. Allow yourself time to listen to this recording when you will not be distracted. Let's begin. Let's start by sitting back comfortably, closing your eyes, and taking in a nice deep breath and exhaling. Nice and slow, breathing in, allowing your body and mind to start to relax. Exhaling all the stress from the day. Another deep breath. Exhaling any tension. Scan your body, noticing if there are any parts that need a little extra encouragement to relax. Now allow that part to relax. As you continue to breathe gently, you notice that your head and forehead begin to relax, and the relaxation begins to flow down through your cheekbones, your jaw, allowing your jaw to relax. Find yourself relaxing deeper and deeper. The relaxation continues to flow to your neck and shoulders, down through your arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, all the way to your fingertips. Very good. Allow your body to continue to relax. It feels so good to relax. This relaxation flows down your back, relaxing all the muscles in your back. You find yourself going deeper and deeper into relaxation. Now that all your muscles in your back are relaxed, the relaxation flows to your stomach, your hips, your legs, calves, ankles, all the way to the tips of your toes, completely relaxed. If any outside noise comes to your attention, allow it to relax you even more. Just focus on my voice. All other sounds are unimportant now. In just a moment, I will begin to count down from 5 to 1. With each descending number, your relaxation will double. Want that to happen? Allow that to happen. 5. Deeper and deeper relaxed. 4. So calm, so peaceful. 3. Getting closer now. relaxing even more. 2, letting go. It feels so good to just let go. 1, completely and comfortably relaxed. Now, imagine yourself walking into a museum. Any museum will do. Perhaps it is a new one. Perhaps it is your favorite museum. Maybe it has a familiar smell. You notice the temperature of the room is just right. You are very comfortable. As you look around, you notice several rooms ahead of you. You find yourself drawn into the museum to explore these rooms of art ahead of you. You start walking towards the rooms. One room has most of your attention. As you enter this room, you notice that the lighting is dim. It feels unpleasant. And even though you know you are safe, the dim light reminds you of the fear you have been carrying with you all of these years. As you continue to move through the room, you notice that there are paintings hung all over the walls, paintings that you created throughout your life. As you take a closer look, there are paintings of different times throughout your life, from the first time fear got in your way and prevented you from getting something you wanted, all the way to the present day. Times that blocked you from being yourself. Moments that prevented you from achieving your goals. Times when you felt bad for making a mistake. Times when you turned away from your dream job. Times when you put walls up in your relationships. These are all represented in your paintings. As you look at these paintings, you realize you painted all of these pieces at different times in your life. Times when you realized you were restricted. You are the artist that painted these moments that were blocking you from your ideal self. From achieving what you want in life. The paintings are showing you those moments. Take some time and look at these paintings. Notice the color used in the paintings. It seems as though the colors you selected when painting these pictures represent fear and anxiety. Now focus in on what it is that you have been unable to accomplish or achieve. On how you have been limited. This fear of failure has gotten in your way many times throughout your life. Times when the anxiety has taken over. Fear of failing at a job. Fear of failing in any of your relationships. Fear of making mistakes. Allow your mind to focus in on what is most important to you at this time. Really focus in on what is most important to you in this moment. And feel the disappointment, the anger, the sadness, as you notice all the times you have been restricted, limited by the fear of failure, by the feeling of anxiety. The more you look at the paintings that you completed, the more you realize now is the time to make a change. You are now ready to make a change. You decide that you are going to destroy these paintings that you completed over the years. You can do it alone or ask a friend to help. Maybe you ask your subconscious to help you. Whatever you decide is just right. You can destroy them any way you choose. Take your time and destroy each of the paintings that are in this room. That represents all the times you have been limited. With each painting that is destroyed, you notice that it is removing, releasing, and resolving the fear, the negativity, the anger, the self-doubt, the guilt, the sadness, the hurt, the embarrassment, any anxiety, all the limitations that have kept you from taking the steps to achieve what you most desire are being removed, released, and resolved. As you continue to destroy the paintings, you notice that the fear is disappearing. The anxiety that holds you back is leaving. The limiting beliefs, the feelings and thoughts that kept you from going after what you wanted, from being yourself, are being removed, released, and resolved. You notice how easy it is to destroy this fear. You continue to destroy this anxiety. You continue to destroy the paintings until all the fear and anxiety are removed, released, and resolved. Now the fear and anxiety are only a memory of how you used to feel. Very well. Now you are starting to feel a desire to go after your dreams, to achieve what you want most in life. And as this feeling grows inside you, notice where in your body you feel this excitement, this joy of moving forward into your life, embracing your goals. You now decide to explore the museum with your new self-confidence. Free from fear, you begin to look for paintings that represent you, that represent your ideal self. As you go through the museum, you continue to collect the paintings that show who you really are. You find a painting that represents the freedom to be yourself. Another painting that shows you enjoying the perfect job. A painting where you can see yourself making a mistake and that you are okay and even smiling. You are able to shrug it off and keep moving forward with confidence. You come across another painting that shows all the successful relationships you do have, the ones that have lasted throughout conflict and joy, the ones where you feel accepted and you are free to be yourself. Another painting represents self-love and all the love and respect you have for yourself. You continue to gather as many paintings as you would like. Now that you have collected the paintings that represent a part of your fearless self, the part of you without anxiety, you enter a room that is filled with a comforting light. This light embraces you with a feeling of love, complete and unconditional love. This light encourages you to continue towards experiencing your ideal self. And now you begin to hang the paintings on the wall. After all the paintings are hung, you notice that there is a blank canvas and paint sitting there for you to paint any part of you that is still needing to be represented. You notice that the colors of the paint that were left for you represent positivity, confidence, self-belief, encouragement, joy, and fondness of how you would like to be. Paint that picture now. Pay attention to the details of your ideal self. When you finish, you step back to look at your work and all the paintings you have hung on the walls. You now realize what it is you want to do, what you are able to do, what you can do, and you believe in yourself to your very core. Now that you are free from the limitations before, free from fear of failure, free from any anxiety, you focus in on the paintings of your ideal self. You begin to experience a new you, your truer self, the person you have always been. You see yourself being successful at all of your goals, the freedom to be yourself, the freedom to make mistakes, the freedom to live your life accomplishing your goals. You are more confident, wiser, calmer, more understanding. You have this peacefulness about you now. And you are trying new things, experiencing new opportunities. You are feeling calm, yet energized and motivated. You notice that it is easy to take steps towards your perfect career and inspired to embrace your true self. From this moment on, you are free to be yourself. Anytime you see a painting, the feeling of confidence, calmness, and freedom to be yourself comes over you. and stays with you. As you turn and walk away from this room, you bring the feelings of confidence and calmness with you, noticing how good this new you feels, empowering. As you leave the museum, you are walking away from the limitations of the past. You are now embracing the present moment as your true, ideal self. You are going after your goals, trying new experiences, and saying yes to new opportunities that match your goals. You deeply and completely believe in yourself and accept who you are. You allow others to see your true self as well, and it feels good to be free. In just a moment, I will invite you to return from this experience. As you return, you will bring back your experience with you, feeling calm and refreshed. One, feeling returning to your fingers and toes. Two, feelings of confidence and calmness surround you. Three, feeling more confident and in control. Realizing things that used to bother you in the past have now been released. Four, feeling as if your eyes have been bathed in cool, clear water. 5. Realizing you are now free to be yourself in all situations, and that calmness comes easily to you. 6. Eyes open, fully aware.